Gulbe First Nation, Aunt. Gulbe First Nation has failed to convince a judge that the people who challenged the band council's decision to postpone the 2020 election should pay its court costs. The court challenge was abandoned in October 2021 by two Gulbe First Nation members and the Band Members Alliance and Advocacy Association of Canada, BMAAAC. Gulbe Chief Wilfred King then issued a news release calling the lawsuit pointless, and saying the financial burden it created for the First Nation was exacerbated by baseless allegations of misconduct. King announced that Gulbe would seek to recover its costs, which he initially estimated to total about $100,000. However, in its court application it asked for $25,000, an amount it said represented one-third of its legal fees. The applicant submitted that each party should bear its own costs. The court has accepted that submission, except for ordering Gulbe to pay the applicants $250 for disbursements. BMAAAC's Alberta-based founder and CEO Rob Louie alleges that the costs that Gulbe claimed were ridiculous, saying they just didn't add up, especially since this matter was discontinued early in the court proceedings. In an interview with TB Newswatch, King said, "We were trying to get at least $25,000 back. I knew it was on the high end. It's at the discretion of the judges. At the end of the day, we were ordered to pay $250, so that's the unfortunate thing." King maintained that the First Nations court costs weren't inflated at all. But he noted that, all that time and effort, the court's resources, our own financial resources all became moot after November 20, 2021. Because the election was held and I was re-elected. So Mr. Wigwaz and Mr. Brian King, the applicants, didn't accomplish anything. In fact, it solidified my position as chief again for the next 4 years. In addition to the $75,000 in legal costs, King said the First Nation incurred about $25,000 in costs related to administrative work preparing its statement of defense. "I know I spent at least 2 weeks, and one of my colleagues spent about 2 weeks of her time preparing all the documentation," he said. The lawyer for the applicants has described the case as illustrating how individual band members are at a significant disadvantage when trying to advance their basic rights against their First Nation.